They're among the most familiar notes in American music. But George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue was once, nearly nine decades ago, thoroughly new, thoroughly modern, and labeled an experiment. Rhapsody in Blue is a highlight on Saturday night's program for the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. That performance will be at 7:30 Saturday night inside Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. This morning, I reached Stephen Bias, the conductor of the APO, who's on the road, not yet in Northwest Arkansas, and asked him about the selection of the Gershwin, along with other American staples from the last century, for Saturday night's concert. Stephen says one of the most iconic of all American compositions began when George Gershwin was approached by Paul Whiteman, one of the most popular band leaders of the 1920s.
And Whiteman asked Gershwin to write a piece for piano and jazz band, or piano and orchestra. And Gershwin declined because he said, there's really not enough time for me to do it. Well, a short time later, while Gershwin was playing billiards in a place in New York City, his brother Ira Gershwin, a librettist and writer with whom George Gershwin collaborated, Ira was reading the newspaper while George was playing billiards and noticed an article stating and announcing that Paul Whiteman had scheduled a concert called An Experiment in Modern Music. And it announced that George Gershwin was writing a new work for a piano and orchestra. And Gershwin called Whiteman the next day, and Whiteman said somebody else was ready to steal the idea and that they had to move on it. So Gershwin, at first reluctantly, but then willingly, dived into the composition of this piece that is so familiar to us today. And in 5 weeks, performed the work in New York with Paul Whiteman and his band, augmented by strings. And it came together so quickly. At that opening performance, Gershwin hadn't even written down the piano part. In fact, really didn't commit the piano part to paper until after the first performance. And there is a copy of that original score with an indication to Paul Whiteman, the conductor of the band, to not bring the orchestra in until he received a nod from Gershwin, because he was essentially improvising some of the sections.
That premiere in February 1924 was in front of a packed house in New York City. Luminaries in the audience included John Philip Sousa and Sergei Rachmaninoff. A recorded version would sell more than a million copies by 1927, though some critics called the work formless and stale. Through the decades, though, its influence has grown. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys and Michael Stipe of REM have testified to Rhapsody in Blue's importance in their musical development. For Saturday night's concert in Bentonville, the Arkansas Philharmonic is enlisting guest artist Yuni Han to play the piano. Stephen Bias says he met her, by chance, in Mississippi, where Stephen also serves as conductor of the Tupelo Symphony Orchestra.
When she first came to the United States from Korea, she stayed with a family, a host family, who lived in Jackson, Mississippi, the state capital, and created a long, lifelong bond with them. And she was in the U.S., and wanted to come and visit her brother, who was now working in Tupelo. So she called and said, could I play for you? And, well, you know, I, as a conductor, I get a lot of these requests. And I'm often skeptical about folks until I can get a chance to know who they are, doing some research. And immediately I found remarkable entries from many people around the world about what a wonderful pianist she was. I learned that Yuni had won perhaps as many, if not more, international competitions than any pianist with whom I've ever worked. And when she came to Tupelo, I was astonished from the first note that she played. And it seemed to be a serendipitous meeting, but I said to her then, We must work together. I'd like to engage you to play with the orchestra, not only in Mississippi, but in Arkansas.
This will not be Uni Hahn's first appearance in this region. She was awarded both the first prize and audience prize at the Fulbright Concerto Competition in Fayetteville in 2011. A week after that, she won first prize Lewis A. Potter Award at the Washington International Competition for Piano at the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. She's also played Alice Tully Hall, Lincoln Center, Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago, as well as many concerts in Europe, South America, and Asia. This is a recording of her performing Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 28 in Banff, Alberta, Canada. Saturday night, however, will mark her initial public performance of Rhapsody in Blue. In addition to the Gershwin, Saturday night's APO concert will feature American classics written by Cole Porter, Jerome Kern, and Richard Rodgers.
There are some pieces that I think many people will not be familiar, and as always, I love to introduce them at the concert. I'll talk about the pieces, give a little background, and explain why George Gershwin, in addition to writing Rhapsody in Blue and so many other wonderful orchestral pieces, was such a phenomenal composer for the theater. And I've taken one of his works from the 20s, also one of Richard Rodgers' pieces from the 1920s, the collaboration with Lawrence Hart. And, of course, no program of significance of musical theater, especially early musical theater in the United States, would be complete without Showboat of Jerome Kern. And the other two things from the 40s, I think I'll let people come to our concert and be surprised. I can assure you that the pieces will be exciting and interesting.
Stephen Bias is the conductor of the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. The APO's concert, including Rhapsody in Blue, begins Saturday night at 7:30 at Arend Arts Center in Fayetteville. You can learn more at arkansasphilharmonic.org. I talked with Stephen earlier this morning while he was in Florida.